Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 19. Luke 19. I'd like to speak for a moment or two on this subject that Brother Neil was just reading about, salvation. The Scriptures declare the words of our Lord in Luke 19 and verse 9. And it says, "And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is a son of Abraham." I make no mistake. I know we speak of salvation. And I do too. As something that happens to God's elect. And that's true. And as Brother Neil read, it's forever. For that I'm thankful. But you know, when we get to the heart of it, salvation is a person. It's a person. That's what old Simeon said there in the temple. He said, "Mine eyes hath seen thy salvation." And we see by faith the salvation of our God. We see Him. And we want to know Him and be found in Him. There was a story that's recorded in the Scriptures about God's mercy to a man named Zacchaeus. Verses 1 and 2 of Luke 19 says this, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich." This man, obviously, based upon these scriptures right here, he was a businessman. He was the chief among the publicans. That means he was the boss. He was the head publican. He had the top position, and then he had the rank and file under him, but he was the top one of the publicans in that place, in that town, in that province, wherever. He was the boss. And he was rich. He had become rich in his business, but his wealth had come at a great price. See, publicans were tax collectors. Normally they were Jews. Didn't have to be, but normally they were Jews that had the job of actually taking the taxes from the Jewish people for the Roman government. That was their job. And they were very often very underhanded. You know, your taxes were whatever they said your taxes were. And they were despised. And this particular man, Zacchaeus, the Scripture says he had a desire one day. Verse 3, he sought. He desired. He had a longing. All right? The only way that we know that he had a desire, that he sought, is that the Spirit of God told us that he did. How would we have known that? That he desired. He sought to see Jesus. Listen to this. Who he was. I wonder who this really is. Without a doubt, he had heard some things. Heard the stories about, heard about the healings. He heard about, he desired to see. The scripture says, and I thought this was very revealing, he sought to see Jesus. It doesn't say he sought to see the Christ. He sought to see this man that he'd heard about. And he endeavored to see him, but he had a problem. The scripture says he could not, for the people that was all around him. Everybody was standing around, and he couldn't see because he was little of stature. He was short. And I don't enter in often, I know, to having a problem with not being able to see over. I mean, I've always just kind of looked over everybody, you know. We'll go some place, we'll go to the grocery store, and Glenda will say, Would you get that can, you know, up there? And I just reach up there and just grab it, you know. She said, I wish I could do that. He was little. He was short. So he couldn't see for the press. So he did what was the logical thing in his mind to do. The scripture says he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him. For he was to pass that way. This was obviously the road through Jericho. This was the road coming out of Jericho. The scripture says the Lord entered and passed through Jericho. There was another man dealt with in another part of scripture, blind Bartimaeus, that was there in Jericho. But this is the only other record of what happened concerning the Lord's visit to a place called Jericho. There was a road. If somebody told me they're going to have a procession, they're going to be coming out of Fairmont, and they're going to be heading to Farmington, and they're going to be on the main road. Well, I pretty well assume that it's going to be this one. This is the road right here. So he was to pass that way. Now that might appear to most people to be just nothing more than an afterthought. You know, he's short. He wants to see Jesus. He can't see him because of the press. People are too tall and they're in his way. And so he just ran forward. He climbed up into a sycamore tree. That just happened to be a tree there, you know. Well, I know this. Though the world, and maybe even Zacchaeus, because as far as he knew, all he wanted to do, he's not trying to do anything. I just want to see this man named Jesus. And to Zacchaeus, what he did was just, I'll climb up in a tree, I'll be there, and I'll just kind of, I just want to watch him when he goes by. But the scripture reveals, as we just read a minute ago, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is the son of Abraham. This was one of God's elect. Here's one chosen before the foundation of the world. Here's one that was given to the Lord Jesus Christ by the Father's election, predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son, predestinated unto adoption by Jesus Christ to the Father, to Himself. And knowing that the Father has given power to the Son, that's what the Scripture says, over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as the Father has given him. This act of climbing into a sycamore tree was no accident. It wasn't luck. Zacchaeus was born short of stature by God's good pleasure. He was a tax collector in that city of Jericho by God's decree. And Almighty God had planted a sycamore tree right there by the road years before. And that tree grew up, and as far as we know, that was that tree's purpose in this life. God Almighty put that tree right there because He was going to pass by that tree on this day, and He was going to see Zacchaeus. You know, we read the Scriptures says that He worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. You know, if we only knew what was really going on around us, and we look at these things, and that car just passed, just a car. That car passed by exactly according to God's will and God's purpose. What was that purpose? I don't know. Suffice it to say that the Lord worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. Our Father gave this man to the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus knew him before the foundation of the world. Almighty God had given Zacchaeus to the Son. And the Son, who knows as the Father and the Spirit, the end from the beginning, came to this place on this day. And the Scripture says that Zacchaeus sought to see Jesus. You know why? Because the Lord Jesus Christ, whoever possessed Zacchaeus in electing grace, moved on Zacchaeus and put a desire in Zacchaeus' heart to want to see Him. Because the Lord was going to meet him on that day. Prevenient grace. Grace before grace. I think of so many times. How many times have I heard different ones say, you know, Mark told me he started coming to this church, Renee, because he was dating you. I believe that. I don't doubt that for one second, but Almighty God put a desire in his heart because God was going to cross his path. Prevenient grace. Grace before grace. Here was the grace and power of God Almighty being unfolded before all of Jericho. And by and large, Jericho didn't see it. Well, here was the Lord passing through Jericho, and the Scripture says in verse 5. Now, here's Zacchaeus sitting up a tree. And he's just watching. Short of stature. Climbing up there to see Jesus when he passed by. That's all he wanted to do. Just all I'm going to do is just look at him. I just want to see him. Maybe I can tell somebody later. I saw him. He walked right up under me. And the Scripture says, when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he saw him and he said unto him, Zacchaeus, can you imagine that man that a moment before never even dreamed? The Scripture does not reveal that the Lord had ever met Zacchaeus before this day. Here's the first thing I know concerning salvation has come to this house. Here's the first thing I know about salvation. Salvation is according to God's timing. When Jesus came to the place, word when there, as soon as. When the Lord Jesus Christ, no sinner ever comes to Christ until the Lord Jesus Christ, in power by His Holy Spirit, comes to that sinner first. And when He does, we come. When does the Lord come to His people in salvation? Well, the Scripture says, according to Paul the Apostle, who was called out of darkness on the road to Damascus, when it pleased God. When it pleased God. Ezekiel 16:6 says, "And when I pass by thee," Ezekiel 16:8 says, "Now when I passed by thee and looked on thee, behold, thy time was the time of love." When I passed by. When the Lord came to the place. When He came to that place in timing, in power, that's when God's people know it. When it pleases the Lord. So I know this. Salvation is going to come in God's timing. The second thing I know about salvation is this. Salvation, the Lord Himself, comes to God's particular people. He looked up, and the Scripture says, He saw Him and said to Him. You notice that? It doesn't say that He looked around and said, "I'm available. Anybody got any time this afternoon? I'll be glad to come by." No, sir. He looked up and saw Zacchaeus. And He said to Zacchaeus, our Lord said in John 10:14, "I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine." He is the good shepherd, good in mercy, good in word, good in provision to His people. There's only one good shepherd. I am the good shepherd, the shepherd of the sheep, and He knows them. Knows them that are His because the Father gave them to Him before the world began. And He knows all of them. They're His body. He knows His body. I have a hand. Mitchell, you got a hand. That's a hand. I know that's a hand. This is my hand. I know this hand. This hand. I know my hand. I know my sheep. I know them. I'm the good shepherd. I know them. And to all, thirdly, that salvation comes. Not only does the Lord know them, but the Scripture says He calls them by name. That's what we just read. I'm the good shepherd, know my sheep, known of mine. I know them. Calls them by name. Zacchaeus. As I said a moment ago, this is the first time, as far as I know, that the Lord ever known him, ever met him. What did the Lord say on the road to Damascus? I wrote an article in a bulletin today after studying for this message. And I got to thinking about, I know my sheep. I know them by name. Saul. Saul. Samuel. Moses. Take your shoes off. For your standing is holy ground. When Almighty God calls His elect out of spiritual darkness, He calls them by name. He speaks to them. And fourthly, when salvation comes to a particular object of God's mercy, He calls them with irresistible and urgency. Irresistible grace, urgent grace. He looked up, verse 5, saw him, said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Make haste, speedily, diligently, urgently, right now, make haste, come down. And the scripture says, speaking of irresistible grace, and he made haste, verse 6, and came down and received him joyfully. The Lord had just told him, he said, I must abide at thy house. Now, I'm without a doubt, I'm sure that Zacchaeus had, not only had he heard of the Lord Jesus, but he probably heard all the resentment and the animosity and the doubts of all of the Pharisees and the publicans, and he was despised and hated. But when the Lord Jesus Christ came to him in power and called him by name and told him, he said, Zacchaeus, you hurry up and you get down here. Make haste right now. Make haste. And he made haste and came down. And the scripture says he received him joyfully. I always thought, when it said he received him, in my thinking, he received him in his heart. He was willing. And that's true. I no doubt in my mind that he received him joyfully in his heart. But that word received, what it means is, he admitted under his roof, hospitality was shown in his house. He welcomed him into his house. The Lord had told him, today I must abide at thy house. And the scripture said, that Zacchaeus said, my house is your house. He received him with hospitality. And I'm telling you, it didn't matter to Zacchaeus what everybody else thought concerning this. This was the Lord. This was the Lord of glory. Almighty God had done something for this man. Our Lord had said, this man right here, this man Zacchaeus is a son of Abraham. The Lord knew him. He was the Lord's. This was one of the Lord's sheep that he had come to seek and to save. He was a brand plucked out of the fire by sovereign grace and mercy. This is one that a new heart had been imparted, one made willing in the day of God's power. And how do we know that? How do we know that Almighty God had given this man a new heart? How do we know? How do we know? Well, number one, we know two ways in closing. Number one, we know because the Lord had said, this day is salvation. Come. And here again, I looked that word up, make sure I know what it means. It means made evident. It's not talking about that the Lord walked that way and came. It's made evident. This day is salvation made evident to this house, this man, he's the son of Abraham, spiritually. The Lord gave Zacchaeus faith to believe. How do we know? The Lord said he did. So that settles it. That settles it. The Lord said he. The Lord gave him life. The Lord knew. He knew him and gave him life. I give unto them eternal life. They're never going to perish. Zacchaeus never going to perish. The Lord gave him life. But there was something that happened as a witness to everybody else in that city. Now, Zacchaeus was a known man. They knew who he was. They knew that he was the chief of the publicans. They knew that if they're going to be anybody, we're going to blame. I'm going to blame the top. You know the problem we got in this town in Jericho? Zacchaeus. You scoundrel. You stole money. You're two-faced. You lined your pocket. You're rich. And you've taken from us. And you traitor. They knew who he was. But something happened to this man that loved money. The love of money was the root of all evil. And this man, everybody else, the love of money. He was rich. And something happened that evidenced a new life. The scripture says in verse 8, Zacchaeus stood. Now they'd said in verse 7, when they saw it, he received him into his house. They saw it, all murmured, saying he was going to be guest with a man that was a sinner. That's Zacchaeus, sinner. Dirty. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord. And no man calls him Lord but by the Spirit of God. Here was Zacchaeus' Lord. He knew it. The half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, you think he had ever cooked the books? You think he ever, kind of swayed things his way? I've taken anything from any man by false accusation. I restore him fourfold. He was a man that Almighty God gave a heart of love. Mr. Spurgeon said this concerning the generosity of regenerated sinners. He said, the Lord saves tightwads, but they don't stay that way. True faith. Turn to James 2 in closing. James 2, 19 and 20. If you want to know the evidence of true faith, it's always evidenced by what a man does. A man doesn't believe what he says. A man does not believe what he says. I tell you what a man believes. What he does. James 2, 19, 20. Thou sayest, or no, I'm sorry, thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. People say, I believe that God is sovereign. Devils believe that. I believe that Almighty God, sent the Lord Jesus Christ into the world to save His particular people. The devils believe that. Devils believe that. But wilt thou, O vain, empty man, but wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith, without the evidence of that faith, is dead. 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 Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? This man right here said, Lord, God saved him. And this man loved money. That was his God. He had enough money for everything else, but not for this. Not for this. He said, Lord, everything I've got, I'm going to take it right down the middle, and half of it I'm going to give the poor. They need it a whole lot more than I do. And he said, if I've lied, by false accusation, if I've taken anything from anybody, I'm going to give him fourfold back. Fourfold back. Almighty God got right to the root of this man's problem. He loved this world. He loved the things of this world and didn't love God. And when God gave him a new heart, this man that was formerly all for me said, Lord, what would you have me do? What would you have me do? This man gave. He gave. Almighty God sent His salvation to this place on that day for one of His sheep. On this side of the city, old blind Bartimaeus on the other. One of them was an old, stinking, blind beggar. The lowest of the low. Sitting on the side of the road, eating dust. And he heard, couldn't even see. And he heard that Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus thou son of David, and the Lord saved him. And on the other side of the street, on the other side of the town, he was probably the most affluent, if not the, probably one of the most affluent money was. Oh, he had the money. A rich businessman named Zacchaeus. And God Almighty saved him. My friend, we never despair that God Almighty might be pleased to show mercy to whomsoever He will. Lord, bless these words to our heart for Christ's sake.